VOA News. President Trump claimed Tuesday that Russia, quote, will be pushing very hard for the Democrats in November's congressional elections against Republican candidates. He left a message on Twitter. His belief that Russia favors Democrats is, however, completely at odds with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election to help Trump win the White House. Mr. Trump also tweeted tariff threats on Tuesday. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani has more on that.
The president says it's simple. Trade partners can either negotiate a fair deal with the U.S. or get hit with tariffs, which he says are the greatest. He's threatening more tariffs on partners a day before meeting at the White House with European officials amid an ongoing trade dispute over his steel import tariffs, which is threatening to spread to automobile production.
Maybe we can work something out.
The president said yesterday America for years has let other nations essentially steal its jobs and factories through unfair trade deals. He says the era of fool's trade is now over. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration is set to announce billions of dollars in emergency aid to farmers who have been hurt by trade disputes with China, the European Union, and other trade partners. And as you heard, the president is scheduled to meet in Washington Wednesday with European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker, who hopes to prevent a full-blown trade war by convincing Trump to hold off on imposing punitive tariffs on European cars. The collapse of a dam under construction in Laos has left hundreds missing and thousands homeless. At least several people are feared dead. Between 4,000 and 7,000 people have been displaced. This is VOA News. Reports say North Korea may have begun to dismantle facilities at its main satellite launch site. It could be a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by dictator Kim Jong-un at his summit with President Trump in June. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North Korea Focus 38 North website says recent commercial satellite images indicate Pyongyang has begun dismantling key facilities at the Sohae launch site. The facilities include a rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles, and a rail mounting processing building where space launch vehicles were assembled before being moved to the launch pad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China, the wealthiest member of the bloc of nations, known as BRICS, is looking to further improve its international position as the group holds its annual summit in South Africa this week. VOA's Anita Powell will be covering from Johannesburg.
This year's meeting comes amid a rapidly shifting world order, one that has China as the main target of a brewing trade war in which U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on all $505 billion worth of Chinese imports. In response, China has said it will seek to build cooperation with other nations, like those in BRICS. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A continuing heat wave in Japan has killed at least 80 people. Tens of thousands are being treated in hospitals. The French foreign minister has visited Libya. He's trying to push the country into holding elections later this year. Canadian investigators said Tuesday there was no link to terrorism in the mass shooting that killed two people and wounded 13 Sunday night, as they continued to investigate the life of the 29-year-old gunman for clues to what prompted the rampage that targeted diners at restaurants and cafes in a popular neighborhood of Toronto. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Tuesday strongly criticized Arab and Muslim states for their rhetoric on the Palestinian situation, but for not taking more concrete action to alleviate humanitarian suffering and supporting the peace process. She told the UN Security Council, talk is cheap. She called out many countries, including the American allies Kuwait, Turkey, and the UAE, for their lack of or small contributions to the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees. She said last year, Iran, Algeria, and Tunisia contributed nothing to the organization. She also called out China and Russia, and she noted that Turkey gave almost $7 million and the United States $364 million. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.